Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Particularly this week, Senator Santorum, you have a new television ad that labels him a fake. Why?
Because he's a fake.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're at the Health Freedom Expo. Actually, I'm desperately trying to get packed and ready. We're recording ahead before, but of course you're listening to this show today. Friday, the healing revolution of the Robert Scott Bell Show. In abstention, so to speak, because we're actually at the Health Freedom Expo. I just knew there'd be too much to do. The show is about to open. Super Don, you got to help me out here.
I'm not at the Health Freedom Expo.
You're not? Well, technically, as we're recording,
you left
this,
me behind.
The poor Don. We left him behind. No, it's like Home Alone. Don,
yeah. You're in my time zone, which is cool.
Yes, we are in the West Coast time zone today. So come on down, see us. Health Freedom Expo, Friday events coming up. We'll have Liam Sheff join us a little while. We're going to talk one last preview. We've got Darren Craddock as well from good folks at Enterfood will be joining us as well. And, of course, Dr. Frank King. We were arranged to get him ahead of time, too. And we're going to talk about detoxifying from all the toxic poisons on planet Earth right now. So we don't have anything to talk about, Don. Nothing at all. There's no news stories. There's nothing to say except, oh my gosh, an outrage on Natural News. Did you read this story? Detroit teen given 4 vaccinations, including Gardasil, by her school without her mother's permission. And this isn't even California where we are sort of right now, where Governor Moonbeam Brown of the Democrats said, yeah, it's perfectly okay to do that without parental notification, as long as they're at least 12. I mean, that is the age of consent, is it not, I guess, for Democrats? This is an amazing story because in Michigan, I don't think they have that, but it shows you the lack of regard or the complete disregard for parental rights, authority, informed consent, etc. Marcus Garvey Academy in Detroit, Michigan, and St. John Providence Health System are in hot water after a student was forcibly administered 4 vaccinations recently without her mother's permission. They're in hot water? You mean somebody's going to do something about this?
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see, right?
WXYZ, PDQ, News 5, ABC, NBC, CBS, all the same, in Detroit, reports that Sigley Kinney's 14-year-old daughter was pulled out of class on January 30th, 2012, and given vaccines for Hep A, seasonal influenza, meningitis, and HPV, the Gardasil shot, by the nurses there in St. John's, despite the previously stated opposition to her daughter receiving these medical treatments from the school. See, this is what is happening. It's not happening, I should say. It's happened already. The so-called slippery slope that some say, oh, there's no such thing as a slippery slope. Sure, the moment you acquiesce your child's, let's say, parenthood, if you will, you're the parenthood, but you've given that over to the state, they're going to go, well, we're in good with Big Pharma. Sure, shoot up the kid. Who cares? That's what we're here to do.
Well, you know, what makes this even more outrageous is the fact that the mother had already previously objected to her daughter getting the vaccines. And get this, they didn't just give her vaccines. If you go a little bit farther down in the article, the mother says here, she says that my daughter came home, handed me an envelope with a shot record in it, and she said, well, what is this? And the daughter says they gave me shots, they took blood, and they took urine.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Are you kidding me? If my kid came home and said that they had done this thing, I'd be down there, giving somebody a piece of my mind, to say the least.
Peace of my mind, that's the least of the stuff they're going to get from me. I have said this so often, and I go back to Michael Badnarik, Good to Be King author, of course, libertarian presidential candidate way back in 2004, who said, you, doc, bring, or nurse, I guess, in this point, I don't care, I'm not going to discriminate, you're going to assault my child with a deadly weapon. You bring the syringe, I'll bring the 45, we'll see who makes a bigger hole. And of course, now everybody says, oh, look how violent Robert Scott Bell is. No, the violence is being perpetrated on children by representatives of the state, making the children wards of the state by definition, by their actions. They don't acknowledge that these kids even have parents, because the state has become their parents. And
well, since when you send your kid to school, do you have to worry about them getting shots, having blood taken, and urine taken? That is just not something that the school, you would think, has the ability, the rights, or the legality to do. And in this particular case, the mom had already notified the school that she did not authorize them to do any type of medical treatments or procedures on their kid. But the last time I checked, when you send kids to school, that's not something they go to school for.
I am so outraged. You know what, Don? We need to get the school nurse on the line. Can you get the school nurse on the line? Can you do it? Do you have that?
I can do it. While you were talking, I have called up the school, gotten a hold of the school nurse. Right. Are you there?
Are you there? School nurse?
Hello?
Hello, yes, school nurse. This is the Robert Scott Bell
Hello,
Show.
Hello, this is Laquan from Washington. I understand you're trying to make a call for me.
Yes, indeed. We have some questions about this. I'm a bit outraged from
what Go ahead.
Yes.
Who is this?
This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. You have my producer, Super Don, on the line with us, and we're trying to reach you in Detroit because we have word that one of your students was taken out and given 4 vaccinations without parental notification or consent.
Well, I don't know who's responsible for this. I'm the school nurse. I oversee when the kids come in and have a headache or a bump. I don't know how she got vaccinated. Maybe she just needed to be injected. You know, there's the HPV. We're giving it to everybody. So she just probably fell into the wrong group.
Yeah, but also in the story, they said that you guys also took blood and took urine. Is that true?
Well, you know, we have some policies that we're kind of reexamining right now under the Department of Homeland Security. We're like instructed. We're given instruction to take certain fluids if the Homeland Security. I'm just following the procedure, you know.
So
I want to make sure that we are complying.
School nurse. So in other words, your answer to this is that you're just following orders. Is that what I understand?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My question would be, what does urine have to do with Homeland Security?
Oh, that is a good question. I hadn't actually put it that way. I would have to ask maybe Hillary Clinton or somebody in charge.
She's the Secretary of State. What does she have to do with collecting urine of children in the school? I mean, are you looking to mark territory here? What's happening?
Well, you're getting riled up.
I am.
Now, well, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I have an associate's degree culinary arts and hotel management. But you know,
oh my, Don, are you? This is the school. This is the kind of stuff that we got. We turn our kids over to the state. We get this kind of thing.
Well, whatever happened to sending your kids to school so that they could learn about things like math and English and science? When did giving shots and taking blood and urine become something as part of the curriculum?
Well, you're all talking about me like I'm not here anymore. I'm going to I thank you for your interest. Nobody got hurt. That's all. You're blowing it out of proportion.
Nobody got – we don't even know the side effects. She's got massive skin rashes. There may be permanent adverse reactions. And you're a nurse. You should. I'm outraged. You should be outraged.
Okay. I've been advised by my supervisor that you are part of. Perhaps I have to turn you into the Homeland Security. So thank you. I have to go now. Thank you for your interest.
Nurse, are you there? Nurse, hello, nurse. Hello, nurse. Oh my gosh, Don. This is the Orwellian world now that we're living in.
I guess we're on the terrorist watch list now.
Oh, man. Well, that was not what I expected when we talked. You know, it used to be the school nurse was kind of kindly, wasn't as scary as the lunch lady. Remember the lunch lady?
I do remember. Yeah, well,
she sounded more like a lunch lady to me.
Everybody had a lunch lady, the big German woman with the hairnet.
Wow. Well, I think that's a first here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We never introduced or let's say, interviewed a school nurse. But after this story, I'm telling you, parents, moms, dads, you send your kid to government schools, you better send them like with a is there a bulletproof vest? But no, a syringe-proof vest. Don, are you sure you dialed the right number on that? That was the strangest school nurse. I mean, I granted, they're working in government schools, but that I'm just not sure that was a real school nurse.
I don't know. That school nurse did sound strangely familiar.
Did we get the right area code on that? I don't know.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Anyway.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we got to make light of these disasters, which are there. They're real genuine outrages. As the fake school nurse heard outrage in my voice, it was genuine, even though she was not, or he was not. I'm not sure. But not that there's anything wrong with it.
But in all seriousness, this is crazy. And we're going to have to follow this story because this mother definitely has some legal recourse. And this is, you know, this is something along the lines of a Patricia Finn, you know, somebody like her or somebody that does what she does needs to look into this because, you know, how can you send your kids to school after reading this story and not be worried about their well-being?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you send your kids to school, you don't expect these types of things to happen. And if the schools have the ability to do this, then we need to take a serious hard look at what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the upside is that awareness is growing with every injury. And it's a hard upside because the kid I'm very worried about. But with each everyone, Marion got Boldo case like this. And funny, Michigan seems to be a spotlight for a lot of this, where many families have been basically hijacked by government because they were wrongly duped into believing the government was their mommy and daddy. Even the mommies and daddies thought so. So I think that these events are raising awareness, hopefully establishing a framework or a better terrain for health freedom so that we'll get the government out of medicine and our families. Listen, we're going to take a quick break here, come back. We've got more healing to do. Bottom of the hour, Dr. Frank King. Of course, we are already at the Health Freedom Expo. We're pre-recording before that because there's lots of stuff going on. Come on down. Long Beach, California. We hope to see you today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And Liam Sheff's going to be there. He'll be joining us later, as well as Darren Craddock. And, of course, as I said, Dr. King with the Healing Revolution. Go to robertscottbell.com, see all the links. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla! Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, you can grow a mustache. I've seen you before. You can actually. That 5 o'clock shadow looks like it's 10 o'clock.
I've always got 5 o'clock shadow. Unfortunately, that's something that I have no problem with growing facial hair.
Not baby face, Robert Scott Bell. I mine looks really. I can't even try. I mean, it's just embarrassing. My wife laughs at me. My kids will laugh at me. What is that on your hair? That's not a mustache. I can't do it. Maybe I need a congressional bill, something that, you know, on the federal level or something. You think that could help me out here?
You know, I've seen stranger things come out of Congress, so it would not surprise me.
Well, I see that you've scoured the web and found a story like this.
This almost looked like something from The Onion. This is real.
The American Mustache Institute earlier yesterday made this surprising announcement. It was a couple of days ago. After barnstorming the nation's capital in support of the proposed Stash Act, as in mustache, details and white paper are linked there, the office of Maryland 6th District U.S. Representative Roscoe Bartlett informed the American Mustache Institute that the congressman has begun the process of ensuring the Stash Act becomes law by passing the proposal to the House Ways and Means Committee for study, an essential first step for tax legislation.
Yes, the Stash Act.
The Mustache Act. Don, what is going on here? Are they going to tax mustaches? Are they going to eliminate taxes on mustaches? What's happening?
Well, no, here's what it is. Now, stash, obviously, some people may recognize that as kind of the slang term for mustache, but it's actually an acronym. What stash stands for is the stimulus to allow for critical hair expenses. And this is for a tax deduction. So the Stash Act goes through, this will give people a $250 annual tax deduction for every mustached American for expenditures on mustache grooming supplies.
Though this is the mustache stimulus for Obama.
That's right.
But no, is this a representative Roscoe Bartlett?
Wow. Yes, and actually the story here is that Bartlett actually didn't know that this had even been sent to committee. A staffer went around him and actually submitted this legislation to the committee. So it's something that Bartlett is saying, well, hey, I didn't know anything about this. But, yeah, and listen, how many times have we seen when I think it's, what is it, Citizens Against Government Waste come out with their pork report every year on some of the crazy things that Congress ends up addressing? And I have a feeling this one's going to make the list this year.
All right, so anybody that needs a $250 tax break, grow a mustache, send your picture into your congressman.
That's right. And I think the beard people are going to be complaining they're not getting fair treatment on that.
Right, right. We're going to hear from somebody with who's got a beard. Is there any, like Gorton's Fisherman or something? He had a beard. We'll hear from him. Grizzly Adams. Yes. Actually, Grizzly Adams is going to complain. Is he still alive, Grizzly Adams?
Actually, yes. ZZ Top will be doing it.
There you go.
Concert.
ZZ Top is going to go on a campaign for fair and balancedness in regards to the tax break for those with mustaches. You can't make this stuff up, Don. Way to find that one. But here's a real story, a much more serious issue. FDA, of course, the Fear and Death Administration. Guess what? They're gonna find Merck. Really? Merck, like Merck cares. For what? Yeah. Lack of study on diabetes drugs. U.S. drug regulators may fine Merck for failing to test whether its diabetes drugs, Januvia, remember Januvia?
I remember.
Can raise the risk of an inflamed pancreas, according to a warning letter posted online on Tuesday. Like, Merck really cares. A fine could be what? $250,000? That's like if I fine you, Don, listen, you were late on that one break. That one break 10 years ago. Give me a penny.
Yes. Yeah, here's a quarter.
I mean,
yeah. No, $250,000 for Merck, that's chump change.
Right.
I mean, Merck actually works into their budget for the year millions and millions of dollars just to cover fines like this. So this is nothing. This is something that has already worked into their bottom line. It's just a slap on the wrist, if that.
Yeah, if that. And, of course, what about slapping the FDA? I mean, they're the regulators, are they not? They're going to blame Merck. We'll pass it off to Merck. Well, can't you read a study or a lack thereof before you approve a drug? How many of these things are going to happen?
Now, this is something, this is regular business practice. We've talked about this for years, and the FDA is not going to do anything that's going to hurt Merck.
No,
you know, this is
not
just the dance that they go through where the FDA can say, oh, look, we're, you know, being fair and objective, and we're the watchdog group that's trying to protect you from the practices of Merck. And so they give them a slap on the wrist, and Merck continues to do what they do. They're hand in hand with each other. This is simply, it's all show, smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. And what I want everybody to do is what I always tell them to do is, increase your GTF chromium intake, the food grown form from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. 100 micrograms three times a day. Nobody will have to get fined for doing anything except nutrifying your body, helping your pancreas to work better because it's going to be able to carry the sugars in and out of the cells, in and out of the blood, etc. And of course, if you want to use the lycopodium and the iris, you can go to Frank King, Dr. Frank King. He's got some remedies there that include lycopodium and iris, and you can look at that for hypoglycemia, etc. And by the way, we're going to be detoxifying everything today. I think all bets are off. It's Friday. We're pre-recording, and we've got to get everybody to detoxify from everything. So who else are we going to go to but Dr. King and do some healing revolution?
Absolutely. He's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the man.
We got to do that. But Merck, of course, says it takes its responsibilities to comply with FDA regulations very seriously. Yeah, right.
You and I were just reading the same paragraph. I'm looking at this going, oh, please. Yes, they are thoroughly reviewing its processes and procedures to ensure that Merck fulfills its commitments to the FDA going forward.
In fact,
when you read this, you know, unless you are an absolute moron and have not followed the news like we have or a lot of our listeners have over the years, you would almost think from reading this that Merck is – this is the first time they've done this. Oh, my goodness. We made a mistake. We're sorry. They probably have this press release printed and they've got a giant stack of them because they send one of these out every couple of months. Oh, we're sorry. No, we're going to look at what we're doing and try and make sure we don't make this mistake again. These guys have been making this mistake every year, multiple times for years. This is nothing new.
Yeah.
This is total BS.
Well, and we knew about the dangers of Januvia. I don't know how many years ago you put that promo together. In fact,
I did.
Can you still dig that up? Is that still in existence anywhere?
I believe I've got that. We haven't, you know, that's one of the things we used to do on the show back when we were with Talk Radio Network. We used to stick these promos in, and it's something we haven't played a whole lot of. I'll bet you there are people that have not heard any of those promos before.
Well,
but we've got
there
about a minute and a half, and they're little things that I had produced and put together. I'll have to see if I can dig that up. Maybe we can play that.
Well, dig it. You got a couple of minutes to do so before the end of this segment. We'll play it going into break if you can find it. I know you can. And we'll get that up on the Januvia thing. But suffice it to say, Merck taking it all they're going to do, we'll hire 10 new QA officials, right, you know, for a few pennies and throw it at them and say, look, FDA, see, we're serious about it. We've hired some people to look over that which we didn't want anybody to see. But, hey, we're willing to give you that fraction of a penny that will not really harm our bottom line at all. And you see where the regulatory agencies screw everything up, because instead of making whole the people that are damaged by the drugs, by the FDA approval process, etc., the fine, as little as it is it going to go to compensate any of the victims of Januvia? No, not at all. It's going to pad the coffers of the FDA's budget. And I say their budget is $1 billion or more times too large based on what they're actually doing. So let's reduce it. Let's eliminate, if we will. Let's restore the republic. By the way, Jonathan E. Mord's new book, we'll be talking to him at the Health Freedom Expo. And I think next week we're going to have a lot of audio interviews probably from people that I get to meet there that we'll be able to pepper the shows with when I get back next week, which it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, guess what? I found the promo.
Oh, you did? All right. Well, let's quickly go to break here. When we come back, the healing revolution continues. Time warps happening all over because we are in the Health Freedom Expo at Long Beach today, even though we're recording this in advance. Thank you, Super Don, for making it sound so good. Remember, we got a lot of good stuff coming up. Dr. King, detoxification. Darren Craddock will talk a lot of fun stuff. He's always fun. With Liam Sheff coming back. And right now, the promo that we heard, Let It Run, Januvia.
Januvia.
I remember how it was said, too. Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on. Health, freedom, and liberty. RobertScottBell.com.
Here we go.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Januvia. Januvia. Sounds like a very interesting exotic name, Januvia. How does it work? It's got a 1-2 punch, they say. It increases levels of a hormone that triggers the pancreas to produce more insulin to process blood sugar while simultaneously signaling the liver to quit making glucose. Uh-oh, we got liver interaction here. That should be your first warning sign, warning bell.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
In this case, of course, you play the Merck game or the game with Merck. Lovely parting gifts are yours to have. The most common side effects of Januvia in clinical studies were upper respiratory tract infection. So you'll need another drug. What? Antibiotics. Sore throat. Uh-oh. More antibiotics. And diarrhea. Oh, Imodium. Not to mention most of that's liver related anyway. What are the parting gifts for those of you who have chosen GTF Chromium from Chuck at ChooseToBeHealthy.com? A functioning pancreas again. A body that can utilize insulin appropriately again. Oh my goodness, which door will you choose? Let's call Monty Hall.
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
As we acknowledge here, we're at the healing revolution. We are the healing revolution. We're in it every Friday, and that's why we pre-recorded today. We had to acknowledge that because I am at the Health Freedom Expo. And it's just too much going on, so I wanted to make sure Dr. King was represented this week because there's a lot of exciting things happening. And a lot of visionaries get together. We get together every Friday for the Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King, welcome back.
Robert, you're an amazing man, and I'm so thankful to be connected to you.
Well, it's fun when we get together like this. And, sir, we talk a lot about homeopathic remedies and energetic things, and occasionally you make funny noises that are visceral movements, and we love that. Teaching people how to adjust certain things and literally empowering people to get well in ways that we believe truly with all our hearts is all of our birthright, so to speak. And, you know, I think we're really making tremendous progress and strides globally. We don't do the flash in the pan kind of thing where we're here today and gone tomorrow. We're investing in the future by planting the seeds, by giving people the tools that they need to get well. And, hey, lo and behold, wow, people are talking about King Bioremedies everywhere. Because not only because they work, but because they provide that powerful healing solution in the home that's going to be there long after somebody advertised something into existence like it's a fad. This is well beyond fad what we're doing here.
It is. We're really finding the missing piece of the puzzle, Robert, here in healthcare, in the healthcare system, and why the healthcare system is failing horribly when it comes to eliminating disease. Disease continues to grow. It's multiplying. There's more disease today affecting more people more seriously than ever in history, with the exception of some of these plagues due to really bad environmental toxin. So here, what's really missing in the healthcare system, Robert, as you were nailing it, is people taking a proactive role in caring for themselves. It's good stewardship. You know, that's the missing piece of why we have so much chronic degenerative disease today. And, you know, drugs are not correcting it. They're creating drugs to manage it and not and try, you know, where you have to stay on these drugs and you diminish the value and the quality of your life through that process.
Right.
It's horrible. So we're all about and see the what really took people to the highest level of health personally, as well as their family and their friends in their sphere of influence, has been taking a proactive role in their health. Mm-hmm. Taking, you know, in that we are here to cultivate a good life and cultivate a good health. And that really comes from within. And we've missed that. That has been usurped and taken away from the people in the modern medical system.
Yes.
And we really need to nurture and bring that back, because we've found the more proactive people our patients have become in their health, the higher they ascended in their health, the higher they've taken their families in their health. And so that is the real missing piece here. And, Robert, you might have seen, I don't know if you watch TV. I do sometimes. You know, I feel like commercials should be made illegal during programs. But, you know, there's a huge commercial blitz out there right now. One of them I saw the other night was a doctor in a, you know, a white coat, and he was trying to run a jackhammer breaking up concrete.
Okay.
He was doing a lousy job at it. And there's this guy, large man, who is the real jackhammer guy, who has heartburn, I believe it was.
Of course, of course.
And he says, you know, you wouldn't want your doctor doing your job. Why try to do the doctor's job? And they're trying to pull people back away from this movement that's going on.
Of self-help and self-care, for instance.
Exactly. And so Big Pharma is concerned about this, obviously.
It's fascinating that you bring that up. I haven't seen that commercial. I've seen, of course, loads of heartburn commercials over the years. Never seen one that said, stop taking care of yourself. Go back to the doctor. I mean, that shows that, as I said this, we're winning. Like I mentioned Ron Paul, he may be getting 10, 11, 15, 20%, but he's winning too. All of this message of restoring liberty, of restoring health freedom, bringing the power to heal back to the people, is that long-term thing. Now, if people, you know, watched only TV and they weren't getting this message and they heard us for the first time, they'd be going, wow, that's the strangest thing I ever heard. But then again, if we, you know, as we establish the relationship with all of our listeners as we've had over the past year, people are really beginning to see a whole different kind of world exist outside of the media that tries to take an external principle, or I would say lack of principles, and like throw it all over all of us so that we don't think for ourselves, so that we don't care for ourselves, and we turn it back over to the white lab-coated representatives of the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
There's like three or four versions of that commercial out there, and keep an eye peeled for those because they're just really, I think, very deceptive of trying to say, you know, your doctor's not going to do your job, and don't try to do
don't
your
try to do his
job.
Of course, if the doctor was really doing his job trying to break up a sidewalk, he would use a toxic chemical drug and put it on the sidewalk and melt it like he does to our body.
You're spot on there, Ed. It's a vital move that we are really missing. If we want to solve the healthcare crisis that's going on in our country, the greatest single thing we can do is to begin to take a proactive role into building and strengthening our health. Mm-hmm. And that's the more proactive we become, the more preventative we become, and the more empowered we become to eliminating disease from this planet.
Yeah, and I think if people realized, you know, like all those political pundits and all of those media pundits that are all oftentimes either ignoring our message or actively speaking out against it, secretly, when we're not looking, they're taking King Bio Remedies. They're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're reading natural news. So it's only a matter of time before it comes out in the whole system, like the desperate attempts that you mentioned in those commercials, to shut us down again, to go back to the fear-based methods and run to the doctor for drugs that do not correct anything but suppress, mask, etc., and really create 10 other diseases. You know, for instance, you know, we've been talking a little bit behind the scenes. I don't know. You don't have to reveal anything you're not ready to reveal. But it's very exciting to see that the mainstream, if you will, of the drugstore industry, if you will, mass market, is really looking seriously at homeopathy, for instance, for COPD and asthma. And it's like, wow, you know, you can't talk to your friends and family members now about it. Well, they're going to be able to find it in the drugstore soon.
That's correct. You know, the drugstore sees the demographics and reads them and watches them very closely, has a very tight pulse. And there's one of the fastest growing categories in that realm is natural products. So they're looking for credible, effectual natural products coming in and actually creating the resolution of the problem within the body, rather than just, as you were saying, suppressing, masking the symptoms that send the disease, send the symptoms, you know, deeper into the body in a more serious way to be expressed later on.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to market us back into ignorance. That's not happening. So they're eventually going to come on along and see how nice the water is here, the homeopathic water at King Bio and everything else that we cover. Also, you know, yesterday I covered a sort of a funny story, but this also goes to the sad state of the old guard, the old pharmaceutical guard, because they're realizing people are not as afraid of the flu as they once were because this flu season hasn't been bad. And, you know, the declining rates, even though they'll try to pump it up and say, everybody's getting their flu shot, you got to. People are questioning the safety, the efficacy. And so now it's not only swine flu and bird flu. They came up with something and covered it yesterday on the show, the bat flu. The bat flu coming from Marvel Comics. And the great news, is it not, is that all of those flu symptoms, no matter where they come from, whether they claim it's a bat or a wombat or a bird or a bug, it doesn't matter. Homeopathy is there to address them. So we've got safety, and that's another aspect to the comfort. People are not going to fall prey to that propaganda the same way they used to.
Yeah, I got to come up with a new twist, perhaps, in, you know, the fear of, you know, the subtle fear people have of bats. You know, it sounds like they've been thinking. And so, you know, it's kind of shocking. And you said it so well, Robert, in relation to what is the real deal here. I don't care whatever, any type of flu or epidemic or anything, always be history. Look at history. What's behind it? What's behind anything like this is really a toxic and, you know, lack of hygiene type society. Yeah. When I say hygiene, yes, you can wash your hands and all that, but hygiene goes much deeper into the toxicities. Back in the great plagues of Europe and America, here we always see the underlying cause has always been that lack of hygiene, where feces in the streets and poor quality of hygiene always was the real factor behind these things. So how do we fix that? We begin to look, what is the hygiene issues of today? It is toxicity. Mm-hmm. It is where our bodies are being exposed to so many new and different things, toxins, hygiene issues. in the toxic world.
You know, you said something, Dr. King. I have to just spotlight it, because when we think of hygiene, we only think of microbes typically. And, of course, modern medicine went to the extreme other extent, because we acknowledge where the surgeons wash their hands before, you know, delivering babies or cutting on cadavers and vice versa. You know, Semmelweis, going back into history, was ostracized and thrown out and died insane. They put him in an insane asylum simply because he pointed the docs and said, "You guys are causing a lot of death in childbirth of the baby and the mother." And you mentioned hygiene and toxicity, which is like, wait a second, what's that all about? But the reality is, you cannot have, real hygiene and balance in nature by throwing toxins in to kill the so-called microbes in which we are supposed to interact with in a healthy way. So I like that concept of bringing toxicity into hygiene.
Yes, it is. It's the new equivalent to the feces that were in the streets, where people just totally ignored hygiene. Now, we're just ignoring hygiene in a new way today by ignoring the toxins that are exposing in all the medications showing up in the water systems of the city water, and all the toxins that are being, not just air pollution and pesticides and herbicides and industrial chemicals. This is the new hygiene issues of today.
And think about drug pollution. Drug pollution. I mean, there are so many things that are being utilized that are known carcinogens that technically you're not supposed to dump down the sink or the toilet, and that are coming through people and out, so that even if you don't take drugs, you're being exposed to them, which is why I want to talk to you about the ways we can detox, because there's another thing the CDC has recently come out and said that the newest disease we all have to be frightened of is hepatitis C. And we're going to talk about this when we come back from this break with Dr. King on this healing revolution, about the realities of toxicity as opposed to virological causes of these diseases, that when they can't even find the virus and they know they can dupe you, but not here, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and certainly not with Dr. King here with the Healing Revolution. So we'll be right back. Check it out, kingbio.com. They're available during the week, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. All the links as well up in the blog at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back with Dr. King after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Make
making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're back. The healing revolution continues. Yes, Robert Scott Bell is actually in the Health Freedom Expo right now, setting up for the show Friday, March 2nd. If you're there, you're here. I'll love to see you. But right now, of course, we are back because we had to get Dr. King on. We don't like to miss even one healing revolution, if it's at all possible. Dr. King, thanks for being with me.
Oh, man, we got some great things. I so appreciate how you're sharing such truths that can liberate people into a greater life and a healthier life as well.
Well, was it that in an age of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and we are doing the healing revolution, so I think it's appropriate.
Yes, yes, the truth will set you free.
Yeah, exactly. And so when we talk about the hygiene issue, which we were talking about last segment, we have to acknowledge the, let's say, the extreme lack of nature or understanding of modern medicine when they go into an aseptic world, which is a dead world, in fact. We need to find a way to interact with the microbial world because we depend on the microbial world for our very survival. Even our skin has beneficial bacteria, much like our gut has beneficial bacteria. We want to encourage and support that. So the outright stripping of those things is going to create disease on top of the toxicity that strips it. So hence the CDC saying now, oh, look out, hepatitis C is going to get everybody. You need to be on chemotherapy. I mean, this is the last gasp of a dying paradigm. They're not going to let go easy, but we're going to let go of them by acknowledging or embracing the natural world and the things we talk about here.
Yes, Robert. You know, I think back, you know, I grew up on a farm, and I remember in the early 70s to mid-70s, you know, we converted the farm to organic, and we used a method that I really enjoyed. It was called biodynamics.
Ooh, yes.
And biodynamics was developed by a wonderful, insightful man called Rudolf Steiner. And one of the things that he did is learn how do we live in harmony and work with the wonderful powers of nature to create healthy soil, healthy crops, and healthier food for people to eat. And it was all about not battling nature, but learning to work in harmony with nature and the powers of nature, which are so much greater than the short-sightedness of chemical warfare.
Oh, exactly. And we come to the susceptibility, if we talked a little bit about flu, whether it was bird flu, pig flu, or bat flu, the theory that they always came out with is that it's the fault of the germ, it's the fault of the virus, never acknowledging, or rarely if ever, in that CDC kind of realm, unless you go to a CDC toxicologist, who they often don't let out and talk to the media. We'll know that susceptibility is really determined by the assault on the body by the toxins that lead to the deficiencies, for instance. Is that the CDC calling?
This is the Susie calling.
Your wife, she loves to be on the show now. You know that.
Again, honey.
All right, well, Dr. Frank King takes the call from his wife. I'll put it on mute so he can do that. And then come right back on that. I just want to add real quickly the biodynamics of Rudolf Steiner. I mean, this is amazing. This takes organics to a whole other level of understanding the energy, the rhythms of nature as well. And this is why Dr. King is here, because he gets that. He understands that, the rhythms, and it shows in the remedies as well. Dr. King, are you there?
I am 100% here with you.
Only your wife, Susie, is allowed to interrupt us while we're recording. You know that.
You know, the biodynamics, you know, used homeopathic remedies, mm-hmm. and they basically can make substances to help plants adapt to droughts because we're working with nature is the only way to tap into the power of nature. But you can't fight nature. And so they create these special remedies to deal with droughts or deal with extreme wet conditions or even toxic conditions. And we're here all about building the dynamic and the health of the soil and the plant. And we are doing the same thing here in building the health and dynamic of the body, mm-hmm. you know, the powers of the body to heal itself.
Right.
That's where the real power is to be tapped. And that's what homeopathy and other natural products do so well, is awaken the mm-hmm. body's powers that are laying many times dormant within.
Yes.
And as we awaken those powers, that's what overcomes the virus. That's what overcomes the bacterias. Mm-hmm. And that's what overcomes the fungi and the various toxins that have been so short-sightedly where we've tried to battle with mainstream medicine.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, we mentioned the bat flu, bird flu, whatever it is. I mean, you've got the multi-strain flu relief. We've talked about it many times over the year we've been doing the show together. And that's, you know, again, very comforting for people to say, I have something I can reach for. Now, if we look at biodynamics and organic farming, part of the process, and you mentioned the transition time, right? We've got to detox the soils much like we got to detox our bodies. We've got the hygiene issue, as we mentioned, toxicity. And I think, you know, to wrap up today's show for the next few minutes or so, I want to talk about all the ways we can utilize homeopathic medicine to support the detox pathways, liver, lymph, kidney, blood, you name it. We got you covered.
Yes, we do need to do regular maintenance in a very toxic world. We can't just ignore that we're living in a very toxic world today. That is the new epidemic issues that we have to address. And how we do that best is first to awaken, Robert, our natural detoxification pathways through homeopathics. There's remedies and formulas homeopathically we've developed over the last three decades that are designed to awaken our livers to function more completely, to be able to handle this toxic overload that everybody is dealing with. Another one is the lymph. Most people don't know about the lymph system, L-Y-M-P-H. This system, there's more lymph. There's four times more lymph fluid in our body than there is blood. And so this is a very powerful system that is detoxifying. It's draining our systems of the poisons when it's working properly. And the lymph can easily get congested. And it's a very powerful effect on the immune system. That's where our lymph nodes, these are major centers in our lymphatic system. We see they get swollen and overcome when we are dealing many times with an inflammatory infection type of issue.
Yeah, so, and if we don't,
the lymph detox, Robert, is really a powerful remedy that most people don't know about.
Oh, very important.
And vital to fighting.
Very important. And if people realize how much lymph stasis, if you will, non-movement that is happening because most in the West sit down all day. It is an amazing thing. You mentioned inflammatory infection process, but then you go into the cancers, and unfortunately, the oncologists, they don't look at the body as something that knows what it's doing, and they'll just start pulling lymph nodes. They'll say, oh, cancer in your lymph. Your lymph must have caused cancer. It's like, no. It's trying desperately to remove these things. We want to encourage that movement on out, and that's why, of course, we both advocate exercise, movement, bouncing, walking, whatever it takes to get that moving again in conjunction with these homeopathic remedies. But also the toxins that we acknowledge, the toxic overload, you've got more comprehensive formulas than anywhere I've ever seen to address any number of toxicities, sometimes specific to regions or areas, but overall we've got another adjunct to these liver, lymph, blood, kidney detoxifying formulas.
That's correct. You know, another one that is a standard to take maybe once a year is the blood kidney detox. And here, the, most people don't realize kidney, but kidney dysfunction is very, very high overall in our population. And, you know, if you have fatigue, you have kidney dysfunction for sure. And so, you know, this is something, if you've had a lot of fears or anxiety issues, you have kidney strain and stress. And this is something we need to rebuild. The kidneys are being destroyed. Most people we find have some level of kidney damage by the time they reach 40. A lot of this is due to the toxic world and a lot of the carbonation that we consume as a society.
Well, yeah, and also think of all the nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that are very kidney toxic. And of course, the liver as well. And you begin to see that there's nobody out there listening that would not benefit from that occasional blood and kidney detox that we can do with homeopathic medicine.
Spot on, Robert. So we should all really go through a proactive detoxification process. And that means we have a product for indoor air pollutants, for example, that is designed to address many of the toxic gases that's coming from whether it's the new easy chair or couch or carpeting or rug. Fabrics are very high in flame retardants and stain retardants.
Which are everywhere and in everyone. So where would we go to an environmental toxicity formula that would address a lot of those things, including formaldehyde?
Exactly. That's the indoor air pollution formula.
Yeah,
you know, that is a great product that most everybody needs. from our infants crawling around on the floor to even our pets to ourselves and our children, all should probably take that product once every year to every few years, take a bottle of that just to build up our immunity to it, to eliminate the accumulation of these toxins, and to build a resistance so that our bodies don't allow these toxins to come in. Mm-hmm. You know, we call building our border control of our bodies. And so these are things, you know, this is a great remedy. Along the next one would be the outdoor air pollution. Mm-hmm. Whether you live in Chicago or L.A. or Orlando or Miami or Fort Lauderdale, you can, Robert, the same toxins are showing up in the cities.
Yes.
And, or if you live in the country, you know, you're not immune to these toxins. You're not, you know, they're still around. Plus other ones, you know, the agricultural toxins are huge that we need to be addressing. You know, these are showing up not only in our air, but our water and our food.
Yep, the pesticides. And we even talked about the genetically modified organisms, how you were developing remedies specific to all of these new things that are in the environment as well.
Correct. You know, there's a total body detox that's kind of a nice remedy to start with that works overall on the body to pull poisons out. Not everyone's going to want to go through all these toxins, perhaps, or not take it that seriously. So if you're in that category, take the total body detox. This is a good start to keeping your body's detoxification mechanisms working properly again, so that your body is eliminating. The big thing we've found in doing detox in people for over 30 years has been that people have been a history of becoming toxic have the tendency to become toxic over and over and over again, because many of the detoxification processes that they might be using out there, they will eliminate a lot of toxins, but they come back. Why do they come back? Because no one's addressing what we've been talking about here, Robert, awakening our own body's detox mechanisms through our liver, our lymph, our blood, our kidney, and addressing these different toxins more specifically. This activates our body detox to work properly again, and we need that. Everybody needs that, and that's why we hit this so hard, is because none of us are living in a bubble where we are not exposed to the epidemic that's out there, and that is a very toxic world that is very real.
Yep, and I want to wrap up with one more that I'm traveling with all the time, especially, I mean, you know, like I said, we're at the Health Freedom Expo this weekend, and guess what? I've got by my side the EMF Detox, and this was an important innovation in addition early on when we started these healing revolutions, because remember last year around this time we were dealing with Fukushima, and of course we all know about the EMF, the EM fields, etc., and you and I were talking about our concerns about everything, and therefore the birth of the, you know, the remodel, so to speak, formulated EMF detox, which I believe this is something everybody should have with them.
Yes, it's very difficult to get outside the grid here and get our bodies free from the grid, but if you've ever gone into any of these wilderness experiences, you will feel the difference, and you realize when you come back, wow, this world is a different place where 99.99999% of the population live. We are living in EMF exposures that we need to not be fearful of, but we need to be aware of, so that we don't let that sneak up behind us and find us sick someday and wondering why.
Yep. Well, all the links are up at robertscottbell.com to kingbio.com, including all these great remedies that we take here. And I'm so grateful for you know that. We you know, we get to do not only a healing revolution, but we get to express our gratitude. And that, of course, leads to healthier, happier lives. If you haven't found somebody to be grateful for, then by all means, that would be your homework for this weekend at the Health Freedom Expo or wherever you are. King Bio, you can reach them during the week, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. I feel cleaner, lighter, and happier already.
And it's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Well, love to you and the family. Say hi to Susie and Dr. King. Until next week, we'll keep it going because, as you know, Dr. King, the power
to heal
is
yours.
Absolutely.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The Robert Scott Bell Show Time Machine continues now. Liam Shep joining me back in studio before we fly out. And, of course, if you're hearing this today, Friday when it airs, March 2nd at the Health Freedom Expo, we're looking forward to seeing you shortly. But Liam, we got Darren Craddock coming up this hour. We're going to have a blast with him. And hey, no poopy jokes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I won't hold you to that.
Whatever. All right.
By the way, I got nice feedback on the website. You know, people can submit things on robertscottbell.com. I hope everybody's enjoying the Briar Patch, the new comic strip series that's coming out. Second one's up.
And I'm working on the third.
Working on the third. So keep looking. There's a new section at robertscottbell.com called Comics. You click on there, you can catch up to all the things that you won't see anywhere else yet. We'd like to see it everywhere syndicated, but we're working on it. We're getting it out there. Very exciting. But I got a message from Rebecca. This is not on the comic, but this is on the vaccine seminar that John Rappaport and I worked so hard on for so many months.
You did.
Yes. And listen, she says, Rebecca says, hey, I'm a quarter of the way through your vaccine seminar, and I am thoroughly enjoying it. My eyes have been opened up in the past year thanks to listening to your show daily and natural news. I've joined the Everyone Thinks I'm Crazy Club.
Yeah.
It's a good club to be in. I've been in it for a long time. This I added that, by the way. Rebecca did not. This seminar, she's saying now, will be very helpful for me in defending what I believe, especially when my husband and I bring our first child into the world. The doctors and my family will be against me, but I need to be strong in what I believe. Thank you for what you do. Well, bless you, Rebecca. I'm really touched that you would write that and share that. And, you know, it concerns me a little bit when someone says my family will be against me, but I understand what she's saying. But I think what this vaccine seminar is going to do is give you such a posture that they're going to have no way to attack you. They'll have no way to go because it isn't like you're wavering in your perspective. And that's what she's saying is strengthening her perspective before she has children. And if you can at all do that, please get in alignment with your spouse on that, because there's nothing worse than the vaccine issue tearing a family and a marriage apart, much less the threat it poses to children should the vaccines actually be administered. So I'm really glad that you're doing this now and not after the fact, although I do know a lot of people find out the hard way by having a vaccine-injured child, and then they become very active in the autism community like Autism One, etc. By the way, we'll see Andrew Wakefield and the crew from Autism One later tonight at the Health Freedom Expo. Liam, thank you for letting me chime on that, but Rebecca's message was so nice. I wanted to open with that.
She's a nice lady.
Very nice, very nice. And we get some good feedback. I mean, that letter we covered the other day from that Christian conservative about perspectives on abortion shifting, and that your willingness or unwillingness, hopefully, to abort babies overseas in the name of war, like attacking Iran, etc.
Yeah, babies of all ages, 0 to 90.
Yes.
I mean,
culture of life, my aspirin.
It was a great letter because the guy read. The guy was critical of something, and then you responded, I think, fairly and politely with respect. And he said, you know, I'm going to think about what you're saying, and I thought about it, and you're right. I can't just say I wish people would never have an abortion and then think it's okay to drop bombs on living people over there who may be pregnant, who may think about being pregnant, or who are simply alive. I mean, that's why the left... you have to understand, if you're on the right and you're anti-abortion, that's their major argument all the time. Like, you guys are crazy because you go for every war overseas in a second. You always do. So don't. You know, make your argument by living it. Value the living. How about that? I mean, if you actually... Like, I was bicycling around and I saw a church and it said... And it showed a fetus and it said 6 weeks, heartbeat, you know, fingers and these sorts of things. And I said, well, you can say that of a 50-year-old guy.
6 years old, 60 years old, right. The value of the living is all of the living, I would say. Let's be consistent. That's what we try to do here, certainly. And we appreciate everybody's openness. Because, you know, if we have critique or criticism, and I'll get that. I'm sure you've had that in your life.
Me, I've never been criticized.
No, okay. Never.
Anything.
Well, not Liam, but
everyone's
certainly
always
I have.
Loved me. I've never turned off entire rooms of people into hating me in seconds. I've never, ever, ever.
Oy vey. When you're into stand-up comedy, I want to come see it.
Oy.
I'll heckle you.
I know you will.
Well,
loser. Loser.
Funny? That's funny. You call it that's funny? I'll tell you. Look at your face. That's funny.
I tell you. Look at your face. That's funny.
Yeah. And then you can like throw epithets at me, I guess.
I will.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would support. I would laugh when no one else does. And then they'd go,
look
at me.
Oh, I see. Hey, everybody. They let the special school in today. Just give him
exactly.
His space.
Exactly. He's the guy who got off the short bus. He's
let him say what he wants.
I'm just saying. Is it possible to embrace criticism? Not when you're doing stand-up comedy. I don't mean that. But when we're relating things that are sometimes very controversial. And somebody comes in and they're upset by it. Can we go past? I mean, not everybody can go past it like that letter we had earlier in the week we talked about. But again, to the credit of those that are listening, plugged in the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm amazed by the way you're receiving the information and sending it back out around the world.
Yeah, and we're not trying to make fun of people who are developmentally disabled. I mean, love and sympathy. And respect for what you go through. But wouldn't it be funny as a stand-up, if you're doing stand-up comedy and somebody goes, heckles you, you go, hold on a second, I hear a voice in the crowd. Wait, I've been waiting for this my whole life. What's that you're saying, sir? It's the advice that, you know, you just take it the whole way. You're like, no, don't boo him. I know you're all here to hear some comedy, but this man has some words of wisdom to impart to me.
Right.
It must be sent by God above. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. I think you suck. Oh, my God. Thank you.
I've been waiting for that my whole life. Well, it sounds similar to the trouble I would get into in grade school, you know, or anybody would. I mean, if you had to whisper while the teacher's doing, excuse me, little Johnny, could you share that with everybody?
No,
I'm sure
I can't.
Everybody needs to hear that.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Yeah. Don't keep it to yourself, right? The teacher might play that. Some teachers could have been stand-up comedians. They knew how to handle a crowd.
They could have been door. What do you call those guys who keep the door at the club?
The bodyguard.
Yeah, the doorman, basically.
The bouncers, almost.
Bouncers, yeah. Thanks. Yeah, yeah. A lot of teachers were just vicious, miserable people.
I had some wonderful teachers too.
But yeah, I knew some that were like, wow.
Why are you in this profession?
Why are you dealing with kids? You clearly don't like them.
Well, yeah, like the nurse we heard from last hour.
Who?
The nurse? The fake nurse. Okay, we acknowledge it.
I don't
know. Not a real nurse. You don't know if it was fake?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it came from somebody real.
Your Honor, I've never seen that woman before.
Okay. Listen, we got Darren Craddock coming up this hour from Enter Food, good friend, and he has a nice accent that is not like ours. We'll try not to make fun of him. We'll try not to make fun of him.
He's a charming man.
Yes. Well, we are tailing in this hour as we've recorded ahead for this show today, Friday, March 2nd. 2012, the Health Freedom Expo starts today, and that's why we pre-record so we can be with you. Come on down to Long Beach, California. We've got lots of healing to do. Liam, tonight, 6 o'clock Pacific time, we'll be talking about the HIV mythology, the falsity of the HIV tests, as well as a legal strategy to get out of them.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to buzz into it. We're going to talk about some of the fake things in science that predated it, right? Following Robert's HPV thing.
Talk. Yeah.
So they're woven together inextricably.
So be with us. And Darren Craddock is going to join us next. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all the people that support us here on the United States and world of Health Talk Radio.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We're back. We're back, and we're already having fun on the break here. Technically, Liam and I are at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, but not technically because we're recording this in advance. We are time traveling.
You've entered another place, another
dimension. Time, and we are.
Your bottom is in Florida, and your head is in Long Beach.
It's where the Tower of Terror
is. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's right. And guess who joins us now? Good friend of ours from Enterfood, Darren Craddock. Darren, thank you for being with us to celebrate a healing revolution from disparate times and spaces.
Absolutely. I'm in the middle of my own little mini healing revolution right now. I'm doing a four-day cleanse and feel absolutely superb.
So we won't hold you accountable for anything you say today.
No. I'm probably going to feel rather high until I finish the cleanse.
Oh, no. The DEA is coming after you.
A green high.
Oh. Well, no. Even the green highs, they don't like that. Government doesn't like anything green or high. So we're glad to have you on board, honestly, Darren. Good friend. And everybody, go to enterfood.com. We have the links up at robertscottbell.com. You'll see the banner there, all the great organic preparedness food and more, herbs and other things. So, and Liam is here, and we love you, and we're glad to have you on board because, as I said, the struggle we have mightily to get out of town in time, you're helping us get there, and it's a good cause because all the work that you're doing there with Enterfood is something we support.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Actually, you know, I keep getting phone calls from people saying, oh, yeah, I know about Enterfood. I heard about that. It's really good. I've been taking it for, you know, people keep popping up out of the woodworks. I'll be talking to them about something completely unrelated, and they'll say, you're the guy that founded Enterfood? I say, well, yeah, me and my business partner and here in my kitchen 7 years ago created that wonderful green potion, which has had a great effect on so many people's health. And I feel really blessed for that, because to create something that can help people transform their health is, well, you couldn't want any better.
You're the sole survivor.
I'm a sole survivor.
Remember that old commercial? Was that one of those Milton Bradley games, like Battleship or something?
Oh, yes. No, I was flashing back to my cult days. I got confused.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, they used to drinking greens, and I'm still around.
Well, it is amazing. You know, when people are touched and moved and helped and healed by food, and they come in and they meet you for the first time, you're Darren from Better Food. It's like, you know, there's a warmth and a knowingness, like you're part of their family already.
Right, and I'd be honest with you. I mean, this may seem like a pie in the sky dream, but I'd like everyone to be on Enter Food. I mean, I could see just how just that one thing. I mean, you and I both know that it's important to change things, to evolve your consciousness into eating clean. But for some people, just one thing, one change can make all the difference, and then it gives them the incentive to step forwards and make other changes. I mean, I could come up with probably a list of several hundred things that people could do to improve their health. But for some people, well, for most people, to be honest with you, if you try to change too much too quickly, you end up going back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and I've had this conversation with many naturopaths, that it's really important to figure out what is the one change you can make that you can stick with. Because then you will get results.
It's
all about sticking with it.
Darren, when you said you'll end up going back, I understood what you said, but I want to make sure everybody understands that. By going back to the old ways, the old habits, because making these changes are life transformative. And oftentimes, if you do too much too soon, it's overwhelming. And then people will run back to what they know, even if it was miserable enough for them to start making the change. So that's another good point. Now, not everybody's wired the same way. Some people will dive all the way into the deep end right on the first try, and that's just how they're wired. But there are a lot of people that need to toe dip, just try one little thing, and they go, oh, okay, it's okay. And then they go to the next thing. And so I think that's most people are going to take it incrementally, and that's okay. And so we try to give them these little tools that can take this step, then that step, and then, you know, by the time they begin to realize, it's like they are a different person. They're not dealing with the same diseases at all, and it's a wonderfully empowering realization.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, when we're talking disease states, we're looking at the human body, the human health. And what I find is that people tend to go in reverse order. If they adopt a new lifestyle, then normally the complaints and symptoms that they've had the most recently are the first to go away. And the things that they've had for the longest take the longest to go away. It's kind of almost like peeling away layers of an onion until all of the garbage is gone, so that you're left with perfect health or as near perfect as possible. And if you can cleanse regularly, or taking greens on a daily basis is really important, but cleansing regularly also helps you jump back in time in a way in your health, to jump back to a time when you were healthier. People get symptoms because their bodies are full of toxins, because their bodies are malnourished. Mm-hmm. And so if people want to get healthy, they have to take care of those two important equations, to nourish the body and to detox it. Yeah, and there are many strategies for approaching that.
Yeah, and that's why in the first hour I spent some time with my dear friend Dr. King from King Bio. We talked about the homeopathic detox remedies as well as an energetic adjunct for all the cleansing that needs to take place.
Yeah, cleansing is an interesting subject. It's I find that, you know, for example, currently we're taking my wife's parents, who are respectively 76 and 79, through the first cleanse they've ever done in their life. And it's a four-day cleanse, a cleanse that I created for Inner Health Botanicals.
Hold on a second, Dare. You got Liam laughing hysterically. Is cleansing funny to you? Is there something funny about cleansing, Liam? Come on.
Do I make you laugh? Am I funny? Like funny like how? Like funny like ha-ha? Like funny like ha-ha? Like I make you
Liam,
laugh?
Liam, funny I have to say you? Something. I don't mean that they're having their first shower in 75 years.
I'm thinking that's
no,
what he's...
No,
what,
no.
Where were you,
it's
Liam?
Just, I really like Darren.
Darren's great.
Yeah, he's really...
Yeah.
Am I unmuted now?
No, you're on.
Okay, because you muted me. I really like Darren. Darren's a really cool guy. And I met Darren a year and a change ago at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, where they shot a video which is apparently so volatile it's never been allowed to be released.
Is that true, Darren?
I have actually asked, because I don't have the video
He's asked
my colleagues to send it to me so I can send it on to Liam, and they keep forgetting to send it to me.
Because Liam will put it out there. Maybe controversial for,
It was a cool thing. Oh, we're getting bounced back now.
So it was a cleansing response.
No. But he interviewed me, right? And the thing is, I had been eating nothing but like superfoods. They hand out little superfood packages,
right?
So I was the human Twitch blur. You know, I was like, "Hey, how you doing? What's going on?"
That's why they didn't publish it.
I have no idea.
What did he say?
It was on fast speed.
So he interviewed me, and he's like, "So tell me about the HIV/AIDS thing." And I took one deep breath, and I talked for 10 minutes. And then he said, "Oh, that's very interesting. Tell me something else." And I took one deep breath, and I talked for 8 minutes. Anyway, it was a cool interview, though. I mean, I enjoyed it. And when I went up, we immediately I started doing sort of like old Peter Sellers, Dudley Moore, like the Jones stuff, you know, the Goon Show stuff. And
right.
Darren has a great sense of humor. And yeah, I don't know. We just started having fun. But the reason I started laughing was because he said, in all earnestness, and I'm really tired, he said, "Cleansing is a very interesting subject." And I just thought, well, how deep do you want to go? You know, do we talk about getting up in the morning and releasing?
That kind of cleanse? Yeah. Well, and it could have been that you were prepared to take a deep breath, talk for 8 minutes straight because you're on with Darren again.
It struck me as funny. Cleansing is a very interesting subject. To you, no. It is a very interesting subject.
Well, it's so interesting to me because it's such a key aspect in transforming health.
Mm-hmm.
And yet so few people know about it. Many people are petrified of it because they're, you know, they just don't know about it. And few people really, in the grand scheme of things, understand the potential benefits that they can yield for themselves from cleansing.
I think somebody walked out on you just talking about cleansing right there.
I have my window open. I think just the window caught the door and it clunked. Sorry about that.
No worries.
I think that one of the, you know, my diet is essentially balanced between a cleanse and a slight build. You know, you can't have just a cleansing diet or you will die.
Yes.
You have to build yourself too. So my diet's very clean and in that middle ground. But I was just thinking, I'm going to New York City. No matter how eat I clean. What?
How eat you clean?
Gesundheit. Oh my God, I'm so tired. No matter how eat I clean, I'm going to need some New York for food to myself cleanse. So I'm going to call you and order some of your green powder because I had some when I was at the
yes,
conference.
You need to
and
get
I loved
some
it. I really loved it. I really liked it and I felt good. I broke the sound barrier. I was going so fast.
I can't wait to see that video now that you've reminded me about that again. So, Darren, you're going to have to dig it up.
Darren's talking about cleansing.
I'm going to have to call Peter again repeatedly and ask him to send it to me because I don't know why it's taking so long. But anyway, we'll make sure it happens. But yeah, I mean, gosh, you guys have cleansed. You guys know the joys of cleansing. What does it do for you?
Well, it makes Liam giddy and funny and giggly.
My favorite thing, if I can say, there are a few undisputed pleasures in life, and one is to go to the porcelain altar and walk away lighter, lighter.
Listen, elimination is something that a lot of Americans resist. You see how much constipation there is in this culture?
Right. So, knock, knock, I don't have that problem. You know, and you're lighter. You go, wow, I don't feel burdened. Of course, my diet's very cleansing. And let's say you make a Vitamix kind of smoothie with some kale and some carrots and an apple and some lemon rind or orange rind. And you know the stuff, and some chia seed. You like the chia seed, right, Darren?
Love it.
Talk about cleansing.
Yeah.
I want to walk around with a poster board on my you know, one of those poster boards
over the furry wall.
The end is nigh. You know that sort of thing,
right?
Yeah.
The end is right behind me.
Just ignoring. Yeah. Yes, my end is behind me. But I carry the thing, and I wanted to say, how are you constipated? Ask me how not to be.
Yeah.
Ripe bananas, green vegetables, and chia seeds. I don't know how anybody in the country is constipated anymore. Chia.
They're not eating that.
Well,
though.
They're dehydrated as well.
That too. Yes.
Go with that.
I mean, constipation is something that is so rampant, and I think it's rampant because there's a lot of ignorance within just the community in general, but also even within the medical community. Because I speak to people and I say, well, okay, they'll come to see me for a consultation, a health consultation. I'll say to them, well, you know, I'm going to ask you some questions. Some of them you might not be too comfortable responding to, but I need you to respond to me. One of the first things I ask is, how many times do you have bowel movement a day?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and they'll, you know, the average person will say, well, you know, normally every once a day or once every 2 days. And my doctor says, that's fine. I say, you need a new doctor.
Yes.
Because you should go once for every major meal you have a day. But if you don't hydrate, there's no way you're going to go once for every meal you have a day, unless you have Crohn's or colitis, which is a whole other issue, but similar in some manners too. So I say to people, well, do you have any fiber? Well, what do you eat? They'll say, well, of bread and pasta. And I say, well, is it white flour pasta? Is it white bread? Well, yeah. Do you eat rice? Yeah. White rice or brown rice? Well, white rice. And the average person is eating highly refined carbohydrates.
Yes.
Well, those combined with a lack of water are a recipe for gluing up your intestines.
Very true. By the way, when Ron Paul was on Piers Morgan on CNN last week or so, he actually asked him about his diet. He says, well, what's it like on that trail? He says, Ron Paul says, I avoid basically the white stuff. I avoid the white flours, refined sugars. And it's like,
I heard that.
Dude, that guy, you know, he can run circles around all those other young candidates. So great, great advice, great perspective. We're having a great time with Darren Craddock here as we were pre-recording for Friday. Now it is Friday. We're at the Health Freedom Expo. Darren's not, but we are, but we're not. Oh, this is so confusing. Stay with us. We got more to do. Darren Craddock from Enterfood. Check it out, enterfood.com. I have the links up at robertscottbell.com. Liam Sheff's going to giggle some more when we come back.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
We're back! Robert Scott Bell Show. Darren Craddock, Enter Food with me. Liam Sheff, the giggly guy. Occasionally he's up there. He's giggling like a schoolgirl. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
But you haven't slept. That's because we're pre-recording for Friday, and it's the Healing Revolution. This is a revolutionary show.
Darren makes Enter Food, and he put it together in his kitchen with just himself, and I guess Wozniak and Jobs were there, and they built the first Enter Food machine.
And
right
now, it's gone global. The shares are going for $500 million. No.
What's in Enter Food? Can you tell us some of the ingredients without giving away the store?
Well, no, I don't know about that. That sounds
the secret shall be revealed.
Are you sure we're on the air? Do we really want to do this?
No, you don't have to. You don't have
spirulina and chlorella are the two first ingredients. Nice. And I like to say that's what distinguishes us from most of our competitors, because most other folks that have spirulina and chlorella, which are real big hitters in the nutritional and cleansing world, put them, you know, 5th, 6th, 7th, 10th down on the list, which means that's the amount of the ingredient there is in the formula, because that's how label requirements are.
Right, they'll dust it at the end and say it's in there.
Yeah, so, you know, other things I've noticed, and I was having a lady on my show, survivetothrive.net, on Total Health Freedom Show, about 3 weeks ago. She's the head of gastroenterology at the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine, and one of the things we discussed was how so many other greens formulas out there tend to try and throw the kitchen sink in with their formula. You know, they got this, they got that, they got, you know, probably 40, 50, maybe even 100 different items in there. And I think consumers who are listening out there need to be aware of the fact that if you don't get enough of each ingredient, it's just appealing to your eyes and your brain, but not to your body.
And of course, if you, as you mentioned, Darren, if you have like 100 ingredients, how much of any one ingredient will be in there? I mean, it's going to be a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. So they can say it's on the label, it sounds great, but not in a functionally nutritive type way. Like you say, the number one, two ingredients, spirulina, chlorella, that is quite unique and different.
Right. And Robert, you know, and Liam, when it comes to your health, and when it comes to your cleansing, which builds your health, and when it comes to your nutrition, do you want a fractional experience or a complete experience?
When you're sitting on that porcelain thing, Liam, what would
you... What? What?
Go ahead, he's lost in space. Do you want a fractional experience?
I'm fine. I'm totally listening. You're cracking
up. Do you want a it's funny. Fractional experience or a...
I want a complete movement.
A complete
moving experience.
There you go.
I want to walk away feeling like I weigh about 70 pounds.
And I think that's you know, the conclusion we've drawn here.
Well, you know, I guess we could always say that, playing on the whole fractional experience, that this could be human fracking.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Send the right stuff in and blow the wrong stuff out. Sorry.
Hey, so how do I get a hold of some Enter Food when I'm in NY?
Yes. Tell everybody how to get Enter Food.
You can get Enter Food at enterfood.com. E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enterfood.com.
And for those of...
Well, wait a second. What? I meant me, Liam.
Oh, Liam.
Special deal. Won't show the pictures that I took of you and the adult freedom expo. With the lady from the Vitamix. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble.
Oh, look out. This is getting very nerve-wracking.
It is getting pretty interesting, isn't it? I don't remember that. I must have been on some...
Well, he did start the show high. Remember, he did say he was high.
He is
on greens.
On green things. Maybe he forgot the lovely woman with the feather boa demonstrating stainless
steel
cookware at the booth.
No, that was not happening.
I remember. Or maybe I don't.
That's so funny, guys.
What is there? Honestly, is there a toll-free number? I always ask you this.
Yes, there is a toll-free number. It's 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And one of the reasons I was giggling and laughing so much is I have quite a visual mind. So
yeah.
When you say stuff like that, you know, my mind starts...
Gets a little distracting, Liam.
These scenarios, you know?
I know. I might have made it up. Or maybe...
So
it's a wish for the future.
So expect a call from Liam, Darren.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna. I gotta get. Yeah, no. Yes, I have to get some of this stuff because I'm actually thinking about the.
You're combating New York City.
Oh boy, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, while you're up in New York City, you know, if you have a favorite health food store up there, tell them that they should carry Enterfood. You know.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, we have a few people in different parts of New York State carrying it, but you know, we'd like to get more popular in the city.
Mm. Yeah, what can I do? Well, you know what? We'll talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll of course scope out a few, and I'll say, yeah, we'll talk. We'll work it out.
Very cool.
Sounds good.
And then I'll get some product. Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Liam, he's got the stocking stuffer happening in the middle of winter here.
There we go. I mean, what better thing could you stuff your stocking with, right?
Well, yeah, and the spring cleaning coming up, right? From the New Year's resolution to the spring cleaning. We're there before we know it. The groundhog did not see a shadow here.
Well, spring's already started in your part of the world.
That is for sure.
It never ended.
Yeah, it rarely
did. Exactly. Perpetual spring.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, we're loving it, though. It's actually nice here.
I mean, I've got blossoms appearing on my mountain laurel trees out the front of the house. And that's a little early. Normally, it doesn't happen until mid-March, but they're already blossoming.
Come on, global warming. Come on.
Yeah, we have the...
Global warming doesn't exist, though, right?
I want it to warm up. I want the tropics to just ascend to, like, Maine. I mean, come on. Let's get this thing going already.
Well, we got the mango.
Why does anyone want to live in the cold and snow anyway, right?
Please.
We got the mango blossoms out back.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like...
a mango tree in your backyard?
Oh, my. It's 30 feet tall. It's huge.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
We're gonna have,
I don't like to say I'm jealous, but I am.
Hundreds. If we get enough rain this year, we're going to have hundreds of mangoes, more than we could ever eat.
Send me a picture of your mango tree.
All right.
Make my wife really jealous. She is a mango freak.
Oh, my gosh. All over the neighborhood, mango trees are blooming. So
they never freeze back in the Orlando area?
Well, if it's in the Orlando area, they would. But
where are you exactly?
Further south.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
That's Mexico.
You got the different border there. We got the border to Cuba here.
No.
Say hello to my little friend.
No.
Say hello to my little mango.
It's Cubano here. It's different here. Yeah. It's more direct. It's a less sing-songy accent. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Funny. But
how's your Spanish, guys, by the way?
Es muy bien.
Non-existent for me.
Robert, where are you living now? Come on, pick up the pieces.
Look, how far does Hebrew get me?
Pretty far down here.
Down here it could, I guess.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to rely on my kids because they're learning the language.
The mini state of Israel, a.k.a. Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
And my wife can do some French and German, so I'm like the ignorant American here.
Yeah, you know what? Darren's multilingual.
Lingual,
yeah. I mean, I'm pretty multilingual. He's better. I mean, how many can you really speak?
I can speak four really, really well, and I can get by in two others.
See?
Wow. Yeah, my mom speaks five, and her mom, when she was alive, spoke nine languages, which is astonishing. Yeah. So,
that's cool.
But we're nothing like Barry Farber, right? How many languages can he speak?
Really?
Like 150 or something? Yeah, he's like
You're
incredible.
Kidding.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Well, he's a clever linguist.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he's a multiglot.
Anyway, hey, well, where are we? We're just floating around Healing Revolution Friday here,
sorry.
Having a good time. It's like three guys again hanging out back porch. We're eating mangoes, whatever, and just enjoying the time here. I hope everybody else is too, because I certainly am.
Hey, Darren, you got to come to the thing in June, though.
The Chicago Health Freedom Expo. We want to see you there.
That's what I'm trying to, you know, persuade my crew to do that.
It was great, and we'll have the show there, and we'll go into Chicago, and we'll make converts to cleansing. We'll have a porta potty. We'll get everybody hydrated.
Here, have a seat right here. No, what are you people doing?
Get them hydrated. Give them some cleansing foods. Get that stuff out of your body. I mean, that's the number one path of elimination, by the way. Don't just because it sounds fun. You know, I know that the gods who made us, or the God who made us, whatever you think, they knew life. They knew they were going to be screwing with us a lot and making our lives very hard. And they said, well, at least they'll always have one thing that makes them laugh. And it's built right into their body. You know, it's the back end.
Yes.
It just makes you laugh.
It's very funny.
Anything that comes out of it, sounds, square, anything, makes us laugh. So I know.
Why are we programmed to laugh about things like that?
I don't know, but that's one of
the cosmic joke.
It's our cosmic coping mechanism.
Yeah.
But no, folks, I mean, cleansing is real key. If you've never done it before, you know, please do try. I mean, simple cleanse, like, you know, do one day a month, like one Sunday a month, let's say, or even every Sunday, just eat one kind of fruit, you know, and just eat that all day and drink lots of water.
Well, Friday fasts are good for some people.
Even start half a day, you know?
Yeah.
Something simple.
Well, you know, and my boxing instructor is still reluctant to embrace the coffee enema because he's from Puerto Rico where they drink their coffee. They don't do anything else with it. So he just – I tease him about that all the time. I say, I had a cup of coffee the other day. He said, which end do you put it
exactly.
in?
Exactly. Right? Well, I don't think.
By the way, we have a really good coffee that will, you know, you can do that with. I mean, of course, you can drink it both ends, but it has the medicinal mushrooms in it that help boost your immune system.
Yes. Tell us more about that, Darren.
Why not put it in both ends?
We haven't talked at length about that medicinal coffee with the mushrooms. I'm glad you brought that up. I've been meaning to ask you about it. So
you brought up the coffee.
Yeah, but not in that sense. A couple of minutes here before another break, if you would, share a little bit more about the specialness of the coffee you have there at Enerfood.
Yeah, it is a shade-grown, 100% organic, fair-traded coffee that comes from Chiapas, Mexico. And it is, as I mentioned, organic, but it's infused with the strains of four different medicinal mushrooms. They're all legal ones, by the way. And they boost your immune system and improve energy too. There's cordyceps, reishi, agaricus, and coriolis. And those are known to, and this is, you know, proven, lab tested, the whole shebang, as well as having several thousand years of use in TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, that they boost immune function, multiple aspects of it. They increase macrophage activities. They increase T-cell and B-cell activities. So you're basically getting your immune system to work better, which is key, and combining it with a cup of your favorite coffee. And what happens with those mushrooms is not only do they give the immune benefit, they also dramatically reduce the acidity experience of coffee. A lot of people will drink a couple of cups of coffee and then they'll say, oh, my tummy hurts. You know, I've got this galloping gut thing going on because I've drank too much coffee. And it happens every time I drink coffee. Well, our consumers at EnerHealth call us back frequently and say, you guys are really telling the truth about this stuff. It's not just hype. I drink 2, 3, 4 cups a day. I have no stomach ache anymore like I used to with regular coffee. So there you have it.
Very nice. Nice bonus. Well, on that coffee note, let's have a cup, and we're going to take a break, come back, and wrap up this week on the Healing Revolution Friday. Darren Craddock joining us from Enerfood. All the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to pick up the phone during the week, or will they take it on the weekends? I don't know, but you can always call and leave a message. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Stand by. Coming right back with more healing after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When I said take a break, I was just kidding, but Liam really is taking a break. He's eating over there. He'll be back in a moment. Hungry boy that he is. We're getting ready to travel out west. Of course, when you hear this, we're already going to be out west at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California. So we appreciate your indulgence as we have worked ahead so we can relax and enjoy and be present with you. Those of you that are coming down to see us tonight at the expo, where Liam's going to be presenting along with me on the fallacy and myth of HIV and testing, etc. I'll be speaking about the HPV shot and, of course, how to undo the damage from vaccines and loads more. There's going to be great things happening. So we're glad you're with us. Darren, preparedness issues. Last year at this time, we were dealing with the Fukushima disaster, of course, coming in the spring months in the United States. There's tornadoes. There's the hurricanes. I mean, they're just, regardless of potential 2012 prophecies, which we all here at least acknowledge, life is going to continue. But there are always things that are concerning that we need to be prepared for, just practical, you know, whether it be a few days or maybe even a month of provisions. Now, of course, over a week maybe makes us a target for the Homeland Security as a potential terrorist, but I'm not going to pay attention to that right now. I want people to be ready and prepared. We've talked about preparedness as well. You're very schooled there.
Yeah, preparedness, I mean, really essentially to me means having enough food and water in order to sustain you and your family, I think at minimum for a month. Better would be longer, better would be 6 months, even better would be a year, but a minimum of a month. We have I created a 40-day, 40-night preparedness pail and worked out, you know, that basically there'd be enough nutrition in this pail to sustain one person for 40 days and nights. And the elements within the pail are different kinds of beans, different kinds of grains, chia seed, your favorite, and a sprout blend, Enerfood. There's a 50-day supply of Enerfood in there. Some of the beans and grains in there, for example, can be soaked and sprouted or just soaked and eaten. For example, we have organic. Everything in the pail is organic. The rolled oats can be just soaked and eaten. Now, obviously, for any food supply, you're going to need water. That's essential. There are a couple of elements in there that you don't even need water for. For example, the sprouted sunflower seeds and the sprout blend, you can just chomp down on them without, and the chia seed, you can just chew on those without even having to have water. But we do need water. And let's face it, within 4 days of no water, we're dead anyway, right? So any storage plan has to have water. One of the key things that distinguishes our storable food plan, the 40-day, 40-night Survive to Thrive Preparedness Pail, from other foods out there is they are whole, they are organic, there's no MSG, no sodium, you know, no like added sodium, I should say, no maltodextrins, no garbage, basically. So many of the foods out there, you know, you buy this expensive storable food, they have 800 to 900 calories a day of food that is not densely packed in nutrition. So we have our pail, your average calorie intake is between 1200 and 1300, but People are, I think, not very well schooled in the whole calorie thing. People talk about calories and weight loss. They talk about, oh, you've got to have this number of calories if you are a man, this number of calories if you're a woman, or this number of calories per pound of weight. But what they don't realize is there's a major difference between the kind of calories you consume.
Right, right.
You can consume a loaf of white bread. What kind of nutrition are you going to get? You get plenty of calories. But you're not going to get any nutrition. So I say to people, don't count the calories, make the calories count. So the calories that you consume should be calories that are densely packed in nutritional value. And the pail is designed for that. So you know that when you consume this, not only is it easy to prepare, like I said before, like some of the beans, the garbanzo and the lentils can be soaked and sprouted. And so at least half of the elements in the pail can be prepared without cooking.
Oh, that's
so
great.
And that's a really good thing.
Not that your point needs strengthening. I just want to repeat it, that nutrient density is much more important than just total calorie intake. You could have a 10,000 calorie a day diet of empty calories, and you can end up diseased, even though you're more than stuffed on calories, whereas you can get by on much lower total calorie count for the day because the food or the calories contain so much nutrient, so many nutrients, so much density of those of the nutrient content. And that is not something acknowledged typically by the American Dietetics Association, who are basically lapdogs to the AMA-type doctors. So we're getting information out here that is not largely acknowledged within the old media again, and that's why we're here on the Natural News Radio and the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, the old media and the old system stands to perpetuate a disease state within the vast majority of Americans when two out of every three people that die in this country, you know, well, between 1.5 and 2 people that die every year, percentage-wise, you know, of all the numbers, out of three are dying from cardiovascular disease, which is a completely preventable disease. A lot of the others are dying from cancer, which, again, is a primarily preventable disease. So, you know, if we get people healthy, the mainstream system doesn't continue to make money. We all know that. You and I and Liam know the way the system works. And I think a lot of people are still kind of waking up to that whole scenario. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that every doctor out there is in it and in the whole pharmaceutical melee, believing that that's the way to ensure health. I think there are many who are starting to wake up and starting to transform medicine from the inside.
Yes.
But it's a slow transformation.
Liam, what are you laughing about? You got your food. You should be happy. You are happy. You look happy suddenly.
It's a manic state. I slept for 3 hours.
And you're wearing what you've been eating. It's all over you.
No. Darren was making a really impassioned speech. You really should focus on the guest more than the guy falling apart in the studio. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm sorry, Darren. My apologies.
Well, I like having Liam participate because it's fun. We all need to remember that health is the end result and the experience that ensues from basically transforming your life. And transforming your life is not just what you eat. It's not just what you whether you exercise. It's not just whether you poop enough.
I mean, we talked about that
earlier. Let's be honest. I mean, if you don't poop enough, you'll never be happy because you'll be full of it, literally and figuratively.
Yes.
and you'll be full of toxins ultimately. And so getting rid of toxins lightens your load in multiple ways. But other things that lighten your load are humor. If you don't laugh every single day, something's missing in your life.
Hmm.
So I recommend that if you're not laughing every day, at least some, you need to shift your perspective. You need to start learning how to laugh because laughter is an essential component to good health.
You can do it as an exercise, by the way.
What do you mean?
You can.
Oh, the ha-ha exercise.
And then it actually becomes, and if I keep doing it long enough, you're going to laugh. You can't stop yourself.
No, I'm not smiling. I'm not laughing. That's my ace. Got it. He always tries to do that. He always tries to make me laugh. I want to be dour and serious. Come on.
If we were actually off the air and I kept laughing for as long as I can, you would eventually laugh.
It is true.
It actually is contagious.
Well, you know, I actually, I don't know if you guys knew this, but I teach yoga. twice a week now. I used to teach it like 10 times a week, but because when we started Enter Health, I needed to devote some time to that.
You better register with the FDA, buddy. Yoga can be dangerous.
I did too many things that are just not right, hey?
Yeah.
But I think they're right. They make me feel good. Mm-hmm. But in one of the forms, I teach two forms of yoga, primarily either Hatha with an Anusara flavor or Kundalini. And in Kundalini yoga, we actually have a set that mm-hmm. we do where you actually lie there and laugh for 3 minutes.
Right.
And you force yourself to laugh initially, but after, you know, like a minute or so or less, you are laughing. I mean, literally you're laughing. You're,
right.
you're not having to force it.
Right,
and
it's a natural.
It really transforms the way you feel.
It's a wonderful thing. The diaphragm jumps up and down. And, you know, the author, the Lebanese, or was it Pakistani author from a long time ago, Khalil, I know that's very specific. Khalil Gibran, right? He said,
Gibran,
your sorrow is your joy unmasked. Your joy is your sorrow unmasked. The same divot or whatever you cut in the wood to make a cup that holds your sorrow is the, you empty out the sorrow. You let it empty out. It fills up with joy. Anyway, you've got to experience both. You can't just not
yes.
feel. You have to feel. But mm-hmm. on the hydration thing, even there was a story on, I think, Natural News the other day. I've been in terrible moods, and then I just make myself drink maybe 4 cups of water, and really everything begins to flow.
Amazing that.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, you think about the fact that 1 out of every 5 adult Americans and something like 1 out of every 5 kids are on some kind of antipsychotic medication nowadays. People are, you know, I mean, roughly 1 person in every family is on some kind of antipsychotic medication. And that means that something is majorly up with their life. But if they're not taking care of their emotions, their diet, and their emotions and your psyche is so affected by your hydration and by your diet, you know? So I really think that that's something that people need to really pay more attention to, taking care of their health so they can take care of their emotional and psychological health too, not just their physical health.
Hydrate.
Yeah, drink water. Your body's many cries for waters. Dr. Batman Gelage was a classic that's still needs to be understood today by so many. The simple mm-hmm. means by which you can change, as Liam said, even your mood by simply hydrating. And, of course, Darren, you're a wealth of knowledge and information. You have your own show, survivetothrive.net, available, and that's cranking along. All the new media is happening. We love the interaction. We love your support, you know, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show because you share the ideals, the high ideals, and the humor, as I said. We got to cover a lot of serious topics, and if we don't have, you know, the adjunct of humor, I mean, heck, we had a strange call earlier in the show, did we not? On what was that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was some strange nurse from Michigan because they vaccinated this child against the will of the parents. And, you
right.
know, even that, to take that and show the absurd aspect of it, although it's a disaster for that child, we hope that it wakes the people up so that less children in the future will be harmed in this way. But to take on these serious issues with just seriousness all the time, we wouldn't have but 3 listeners at that. And so the growth of the show is in large part due to the humor that's brought, and you've brought to it today as well, Darren. I appreciate you flexing with us as we're doing this pre-record for the Healing Revolution.
It's really important. I'm really, really honored to be part of the work you're doing, guys, because, you know, we're getting the word out and helping people wake up. There's a lot of things going on in the world that shouldn't be going on, but if people don't know about them, then they can't do anything about it. So waking people up one at a time is a very noble endeavor.
Well, thanks for helping us do it.
And remember.
Yes.
You're not only what you eat, you are what you don't poop. So make sure that you're heading to the water fountain and don't be afraid of salt and, you know, good sea
yeah,
salt.
Right.
Everybody's afraid of sea salt. If you drink that much water, you need to mineralize and mm-hmm. go look at Enter Food because they have some nice balanced foods to help you through your day.
And don't forget, tip your waitress. Tip your waitress.
Don't forget, tip your waitress and watch out for the raccoons by the dumpster have been getting feisty lately. Don't feed them. Up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're the Health Freedom Expo. It's the weekend. We made it. We made it. Come on down.
God.
See us. Liam's coming up tonight. I'll be there, of course. We've got lots of things. Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be around.
I'll be there.
Well, I'll be there. Darren won't, but he'll be in Chicago. So get
in
ready.
In spirit.
If you cannot
I'll
make it.
I'll be there in spirit.
Yes. To the Long Beach one, then go to the Chicago one, June. Stay plugged into the Robert Scott Bell Show with all the links, including we've got the banner links to Enterfood right there at robertscottbell.com. If you want to call him, 866-762-9238, 762-9238. That's an 866 number. And give him a call. Get your 40-day, 40-night preparedness pail. Drink lots of water and get some superfood like Liam's going to get so he can survive New York.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you, guys.
We loved it. And remember, as we go along here through the Health Freedom Expo, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So raise your glasses to our rock and all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but love and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. So raise your glasses if you are wrong and all the right ways, all my underdogs.
Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.